Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so it's the night before your wedding, and you got a really nice gift for your fiance. You got him a first edition copy of Love in the Time of Cholera, which is a book that he, every time you go to a bookstore, he goes and looks at it and thinks about getting it, but never buys it. Every single time, every used bookstore you ever go to, he always goes to the Love of in the Time of Cholera section and looks at books. Every time. And you're like, he must love this book. I don't know why he doesn't own it. I got him a first edition. You buy him the first edition. He opens it. He opens it to the first page. There's some chick's name and phone number in it. He says, I gotta go. Takes the book and leaves. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Wait, was he looking for that fucking name and phone number the whole time?
That fucking copy?
Crazy.
Yes, and you bought it for him the night before your wedding.
And then he leaves.
Cut his fucking cock off, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be like, you were looking the whole fucking time.
No, but you
fucking dumped me at some point. Monster.
Yeah, yeah. Really, every time we go together, every time that we went together, and I was thinking, mm-hmm. Maybe I should get that for him someday. Maybe I should. I was thinking of you. Who were you thinking of? Some fucking bitch I don't know.
Oh,
I'm gonna murder him.
Bruce loves going to old bookstores so much. I'm always looking for new fucking bookstores to take fucking Bruce to. Like, I want to go look through dusty old fucking books every goddamn weekend. Oh,
wait.
Man.
So wait.
Counterpoint, you just witnessed a miracle.
I mean, the odds.
I mean, right?
I mean, they are meant to be, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you are now a side character in their story.
Fine.
Jesus Christ, a justified cuckold.
Get me out of this shit. I don't want to be involved in it anymore.
Ryan, what is this?
It's called serendipity.
It is serendipity. I was going to use the word serendipity.
It's called serendipity, and it is John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. They meet. They have a beautiful day together. They fall in love, but she's like, I believe in fate. So I'm going to put my name and phone number in this book. And if you find this book, then it's meant to be and we should get to it. But then she like almost immediately regrets it. And they don't see each other for years.
I remember loving this movie as a child.
Yes.
Mostly because I had a big crush on John Cusack.
Mm-hmm. He's easy to crush on.
Understandable, yeah.
I'm floored. This John Cusack fiance character.
I feel really bad for the
movie. Who plays that character?
It's the same woman who played Natasha in Sex and the City, which is the woman that Big marries that then... Big cheats on with Carrie.
Wow, she's really typecast. Yeah.
She really is. Like, she's the female Baxter.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I would need people to tell me that was bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would tell fucking everybody and I would be like, that was crazy, right? Like, was my whole relationship a sham? Like, I would need everybody to hate him with me.
Yeah. If that happened to me, I would move in with one of you for like a while.
Yeah, you would need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, and it yeah, used to be 7 or 8 months.
Because the universe is against you at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just need your support system in, like, relationships. You need, like, an existential support system.
You need to talk to a rabbi or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was it with movies from this era about, like...
tearing apart other relationships?
Oh. No. I was reminded last weekend about how in the Mel Gibson movie Conspiracy Theory, mm-hmm. that he has to buy every copy of Catcher in the Rye that he sees. Yeah. And just like, were people just excited about like weird little details about like a single copy of a book?
I don't know. I'm a person who collects copies of a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut it some slack. I think it's charming. I think it's a charming thing for a character to do.
Even a Mel Gibson.
I mean, maybe less a Mel Gibson. I'm thinking more in, this is a little bit later, but the movie with Ryan Reynolds and Isla Fisher. Where she collects copies of Jane Eyre.
What is that book or movie?
He falls in love with a bunch of different people. Definitely Maybe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But like, yeah, like I said, as a person who collects copies of the book Persuasion.
Yeah. I'm always looking for a good like gold box Blu-ray. Like there's, I like something. Sure.
I would do that too.
Do you own multiple copies of the same movie?
Yes, but like 5 years ago, Blu-ray collections were integrated, so that was a thing.
So, but that's not, you're not doing it on purpose. Where like every time you see a copy of Conspiracy Theory, you buy it.
No. Well, I don't have OCD like Mel Gibson did.
Sure,
but that would be a funny one. Like just sort of funny, like a snake eating its tail.
Did you ever see this thing? Oh my God, guys! Did you ever see the thing where the guy was collecting VHS copies of a specific movie, and he like made an entire building out of the copies of this movie, and the movie was Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
You know why that's great?
Wait. What?
Wait.
Because we're talking about cruise ships.
Oh my God. An actual segue for the
Holy
first time
shit.
This month.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Fun fact, Nicole and I do have 3 copies of Jerry Maguire that we always say we're going to bring to that Jerry Maguire collection.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's literally never happened. Usually it's like jamming like... imagery I have in my head is horrible, and I just don't want to keep talking
don't
about
do it.
It's just like jamming like a sock down a child's throat. It's like...
Jesus, Kelly!
Well, he's the child who lived, so it's okay.
Harry Potter?
Yes!
Take
me sock back, Harry Potter!
Jerry Ma-Potter.
What?
Voldemort is shoving a sock
down. No, it's Dobby.
It's Dobby's sock.
Oh, sure.
It's Dobby.
Sure.
He's wearing nothing but Harry's sock on his fucking
on his knob.
Crooked little knob.
I can't believe you didn't know it was Dobby. That's your favorite character.
Patrick. What the fuck?
I was just thinking the boy who lived and that's how Voldemort would try to kill him is instead of with a spell. Really, he should have...
He should have strangled him.
Shot him with a human gun.
Yes.
The whole time he's been even fucking like doodly-daddling everyone else and then he sees this baby and he's like, time for the Glock.
What if spells don't work on bullets? Has anyone tried?
We're doing cruise ships.
Wow, this is huge.
Part two, part three. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. It's impossible to know.
Every time there's a Mission Impossible movie, we're going to do a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe last time was for Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, perhaps, yeah.
But
we didn't do a teller ship.
We did not do teller ships.
Spectacular now.
What's that?
That's my Miles Teller ship.
Oh, that's your Miles Teller ship?
I'm ready with ships, whatever it's time.
I was this close to doing a Whiplash 2 weeks ago.
Ooh. How could you ship that man with anybody?
It's
which
hard.
Character?
Whiplash Man?
I like the dad who puts the milk duds in the popcorn. He seems sweet. There's got to be someone out there for him, right?
Yeah, that's true. There's got to be someone out there for him.
You know, he helps his son emotionally when he's got to go to the lawyer's office and... I don't know.
It's like a perfectly average person. Yeah. That's just like a nice normal guy.
Just a dad, not too invested, but, you know, around.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. J.K. Simmons with Lydia Tarr.
Yeah, that I'm talking about Miles Teller.
Oh, no. Man, they have stinky sex.
They do, but it sounds great.
Neither of them can actually play.
Oh, that's true. So they just like...
They conduct each other.
Conduct fucking?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the arm wrestling guy.
Oh my God.
He's the Lydia Tarr of arm wrestling.
Oh my God. The Lydia Tarr of arm wrestling.
Oh man.
So does anyone have a cruise ship?
Well, I do.
Mm. Of course Ryan does.
And we've kind of talked about it recently, but it's Julie and Ethan Hunt.
Yes.
I love their arc in Mission Impossible 3 of her blind faith in him. She trusts him and they get married. And then she gets like her own little action hero moment after she gets kidnapped and she escapes. And then they do this.
I do wish that, because she's a nurse or a doctor.
Yeah.
Or one and then the other.
Yes.
It's crazy that she doesn't like get to help him fry the thing in his brain.
No, not at all.
She brings him back.
She brings him back.
But like he has a little bomb in his head.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he's doing it on his own.
That's true.
He doesn't know how to give.
But it is rad when he's like talking her through how to like use the gun, and then like she fucking does it.
Yeah,
kills really Billy cool. Crudup. It's great.
Yeah. And then she is kind of in witness protection ish for a few movies, and then we get to see her, and they have this really I think nice little swan song in the seventh film or the sixth film where we run into her again. She's married to some random dude, whatever. But she's now a doctor. She helps in disaster relief areas. And she's like living this fulfilled life because she knew Ethan and because he inspired her. And they can never be together. And maybe they were soulmates and could have been happy in another life, but not this one. And it's just really nice that they just like, nope, there's no bad guys there.
Right.
They're just like wishing each other the best in the world.
I also like that when she sees him, she's like,
yeah.
She's like, there's a world-ending threat like right here, and like I need to help you do what you do, otherwise everyone's gonna die.
Yep.
And then she does it,
and she does. Mm-hmm. She's great.
And sorry, the actress is Michelle Monaghan.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
And in Mission Impossible 3 she's got like kind of an Emma Stone thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But like in a way that feels like less twee and more like sincere human.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really compelling.
Yeah.
You guys have been selling this month Mission Impossible 3 pretty hard. Like, am I going to have to like pick this bad boy up?
Definitely worth a watch.
Yeah.
I think I would say all of them are worth a watch except for Mission Impossible 2.
Agree.
But even Mission Impossible 2, why not? If you're watching all the other Mission Impossibles.
I liked it as a kid in the theater.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
The best I can say for
it. It's not good.
But it does have...
Tell me.
It does have Limp Bizkit doing the Mission Impossible theme.
What?
Yes.
It has Limp Bizkit doing the Mission Impossible.
Does he like rap the fucking melody kinda of it? What do you mean?
Dun, 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 like that?
Yeah. I don't think he sings that part, but like it's just like crunchy guitar.
Yeah, it's crunchy guitar. Yeah, it's very crunchy, and it's very John Woo.
Oh, well, I like John Woo.
Okay, then it's an interesting diversion in the thing. The third movie and the first movie and the fourth movie and the fifth movie and the sixth movie are all good movies.
The first movie's not a good movie. The first movie's corny as shit. The first movie's like cheap looking.
I watched it recently. I liked it.
Really?
I think the
thrills of the first movie are different than the thrills of the rest of them.
Yes, the thrills of the first movie are different. But like, I think it's really fun that we have a whole set piece on a like super fast train. On top of a train as it's going super fast into a tunnel.
I just love that first sequence of them like infiltrating this party and it going wrong.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez is in it.
Yeah, everyone. The scene where everybody gets killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that I found upsetting as a fucking 7-year-old or whatever age I was at that time. That first movie was enough to sort of turn me off to the franchise, even though I know it's evolved quite a bit since then.
It is. The first one is the least like the rest of them.
Yes. Okay. The first one I feel like is a typical spy movie. And the rest of the movies are like fun action. I mean, Ethan, I said it before, Ethan Hunt is pretty much a super.
Yeah.
Dude, he's doing an impossible mission.
There is a joke in number two where Anthony Hopkins, who is like the handler, where Ethan Hunt is like, that can't be done. And he's like, well, it's not mission difficult.
Oh my God.
Wait, do they use the term mission impossible?
Yes.
What?
Well, he works for the IMF. Do you know what IMF stands for?
Impossible Mission Federation?
Force. But yeah.
Really?
And
that's hilarious. That's cheesier than fucking Charlie's Angels, which is cheesy on purpose.
And I would say that in Mission Impossible 2, which, again, not a good movie, but there's a scene where Tom Cruise plays a slightly more unhinged version of Tom Cruise because of the mask thing.
Okay.
And it's very good. And you're like, Tom Cruise, you know how to dial up your insanity. And I appreciate this about you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
But that's a good ship, Ryan.
Thank you. Do you have a cruise ship?
I do. A little while ago, I rewatched Interview with a Vampire.
Okay.
Sexy.
It remains quite sexy. But it's also like way more boring than I remember it being.
Well, now you have like 24-hour access to porn.
That's true.
Like, you're not quite as thirsty as you were in 1992.
Right, you're right. Oh, I should turn off my phone, by the way. But so I just, you know, that I'm a sucker for the vampire Lestat.
Yeah.
Like, he's hot. And like the horrors he inflicts on Louis, Brad Pitt's character, endlessly hot. But I think the real ship is Christian Slater interviewing him.
Yeah.
Because like that poor fucker has no idea. What, like, he's obviously trying to like get to the bottom of it and be like, I want to find out about vampires, and then it's like, I want to become one, and just like the fact that Lestat shows up in his car and is like, let's fucking go, you're my little vampire boy.
Yeah.
Now is very hot and horrible for that reporter guy.
Yeah, it's very good. Have you watched any of the Interview with the Vampire show?
I have not. Is it worth?
I heard it's good. I heard it's very sexy, very good. I haven't watched it though. What I want to. Very sexy, very good.
I believe it's on like AMC Plus.
Yes, that's the problem for me. That is the problem for me.
So many logins. How am I going to remember all these passwords?
All these passwords.
Oh my God.
Should we all just split an AMC Plus thing?
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Because then it'll be like a dollar or two each.
How much can AMC Plus possibly be?
I know.
And I mean, we only need to keep it for like 2 or 3 months till we all finish
them.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless there's a new like Breaking Bad universe series that's about to come out.
There is.
Really? Is it Anna Gunn's show finally?
No. It's
like in
Skyler. Can you imagine?
Skyler in Witsec.
The accountant.
Someone was saying, I saw some tweets saying like that it would be so funny if they did a spinoff show and she just marries another guy and he does the same exact thing.
She's got a type.
She has a type.
She's the only main cast member from Breaking Bad who doesn't have a cameo in Better Call Saul.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe she's like, I don't want to fucking deal with this fandom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fair play for that, because the fandom fucking hates her.
Sucks.
Yeah. Completely fucked, considering the reason the fandom hates her is she's the only normal human being in the series.
Yep. Making responsible choices. Mm-hmm. Some usually.
Even fucking Walt Jr. is eating way too much breakfast.
Yeah,
that's
all the time.
Breakfast.
Too much breakfast.
He's in high school. Got him a break.
He's just having a growth spurt.
Real freak
for
eggs.
Yeah,
I have a ship.
Let's hear it.
Okay, you know his character in Magnolia?
Yeah.
Yes.
I ship him with...
No, you don't.
No, wait. With getting fucking taken out by his character in Collateral. I think his character in Collateral is
cool.
Like doing a hit.
Yes. Yeah.
On. Oh, and it ends with him being killed, unfortunately.
Is he in the car while the frogs are coming down?
Yeah.
He just shot in the back.
Yeah.
Alternate ending, I like it.
Alternate ending, done. That's it.
You mean with John Collateral comes?
John Collateral, is that his name?
Yeah,
John Collateral. Okay, John Collateral. Yeah, comes and takes him out. Clean.
What's the name of that character
in Magnolia?
Yeah, I was hoping it would come to me, but
I want it to be like Trent. But
Frank T.J. Mackey.
Frank T.J. Mackey.
Does he still get to have his like tearful moment with his dying father?
Yeah, because it's after that.
Yeah, it's after.
The frogs fall.
Yeah.
No, the frogs fall while it's happening. Like, he's one of the characters that's oblivious to the fact that frogs are falling from the sky in Magnolia.
I think John T. Collateral comes in and kills everyone in the house.
Kills Jason Robards.
Is that...
The dying dad.
Oh, no. Well, I think it's sadder to leave him alive with, like, his son's corpse on time. He's gonna
and Philip
anyway.
Seymour Hoffman?
Philip Seymour Hoffman's first to go.
Wait,
opens
no!
the door.
Yeah, opens
no!
the door. It's done. I'm sorry.
Sweetest,
no, I know.
It's John Collateral, Mogi.
He's the sweetest boy. We
he
love
can't
him.
Leave
you
anything
leave anyone.
Undone.
Do you think Jamie
does
Fox
he kill the
is
going to
be alive
too?
At the end
the
of the
dogs,
night?
The dogs? We'll just say the dogs, like, got distracted by something else outside, and so he doesn't even know they're there.
Sure. So, Phil, that's Philip Seymour Hoffman's character
yeah,
name in that movie, right?
Yeah.
He opens the door.
He had already been warned by Frank T.J. Mackey that if the dogs come near me, I'm going to fucking drop kick them.
So he put them outside.
So he already moved them.
But they're pelted to death by frogs.
No, not outside.
No, they're like in the shed in the backyard or something.
Can you imagine a dog's reaction to frogs? Probably.
It would be wild.
They'd be so excited at first.
And then they'd be like, okay, this is a bit much.
Yeah.
But yeah, unfortunately,
even for me, this is a lot.
According to, I know we're living in the world where John Collateral is his name. According to IMDb, it's Vincent.
Vincent Collateral?
No, just Vincent. No last name.
But in the script, he's referred to as...
I believe in the script, he's referred to as...
As Collateral.
Collateral.
Yeah.
I think that's... Vincent... I thought Vincent was the name of Jamie Foxx's character.
No, that's Max.
Oh.
Is Vincent maybe the fake name that he uses? Or he doesn't even use a name?
I thought he didn't use a name.
And he's just John Collateral.
I thought he was John Collateral.
I want to live in this world.
Okay. Let's choose it for ourselves.
Yeah. He's John Collateral.
And honestly, that's the most shipping I could do for John Collateral as well.
Yeah. I mean...
With a target.
Yeah, with a target. And honestly, he just comes in. Unfortunately, Phil opens the door, just poof, done. Phil's gone. Sorry.
Wow.
That's just the way it has to be.
Yeah.
And he's having the moment with his father, Mackie, and he just takes him out. He falls onto his father's lap, unfortunately. His father just watches him bleed out. And then John's like, well, you're going to die soon anyway. So,
yeah, or maybe he like just twists a little knob on his medication and does him that way or something.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Slow.
And is
slow.
But he doesn't have his medication, right? Because Julianne Moore is like ODing in the car outside.
Yeah. Oh, he's not like on an IV or he's not on drip or anything?
I think he's on morphine. Drip.
Okay. He puts air in the thing. So he just puts air in it and then he's like, all right, have fun. And he leaves. Yeah. He's like, my job's done. Time for me to go find Jamie Foxx.
His fucking cab is getting fucked the hell up by these frogs.
Yeah. He's waiting outside. Yeah.
That's what he does, like the whole movie. He plots and tries to escape and stuff. Honestly, I know you said there's no other ships that can be done with John Collateral. There is.
There is.
The sexual tension between Collateral and Max is really kind of hot in Collateral. In the most toxic way imaginable, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
It's a murder
It's a little
ship.
Scary.
But it's the fucking...
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of actually
it's
a
like
lot
arm
like
wrestling
his
guys.
Character in Magnolia, where he like is drawing him in with that fucking like, you know, playbook game machismo sort of thing. Like...
Which is also the vampire Lestat.
Mm. It might be Tom
Cruise. I think
it might
Tom
just
Cruise.
Be Tom Cruise.
I was like, have you all met Maverick? This is his playbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like a pickup artist, but it is kind of, he's in a literal cult. That's where he got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did
you know in his character for, what's the one where he's like in the army and he has to it's the court thing.
4th of July?
No, like the court court martial thing.
Oh, A Few Good Men.
In A Few Good Men, his character is based off of Dave Miscavige.
I did hear that.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he still doesn't fucking see it. Isn't that crazy?
Well, his character is like the good guy. His character's the hero of the movie.
But like very intense.
Yeah, but the character's the hero of the movie. Why?
That's, I'm sure that's the most flattering interpretation of David Miscavige's behavior.
That's not a negative portrayal.
Wait, I'm thinking
Do you remember A Few Good Men?
Yeah, I don't think I remember this movie.
A Few Good Men is like he's a...
He's the good guy?
He's a naval attorney.
He's like a Navy attorney, and he's like prosecuting...
Maybe he wasn't...
He's rude to Demi Moore at one point.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think but eventually I think he uses
most of the
movie is
kind of rude to her, right?
Yeah, he's nagging her.
I feel like he uses his machismo and eventually they hook up, no?
Yeah, I think so.
That is true. And then he uses his machismo and like out machismos Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, the Joker.
Of all people. I was confusing that.
What movie are you
He's like, why so serious?
I don't
serious?
Know. But I one where he was very scary and intense. Wait, no. Maybe it wasn't that movie. I'll do some research.
He's not scary and intense, and he's a good boy.
Okay.
He's a sweet boy.
We meet him playing baseball.
Yeah, okay. He's a sweet boy, and
he's
trying to do the right thing, but he doesn't know what the right thing is because maybe the military isn't full of people who only act good.
And he just wants to plea out his guys, but they want to take it all the way through the system so the truth can come out. And he's like, the truth? I could get you 6 months. You'll be out in a hockey season. What are you fucking talking about the truth?
But then he realizes the truth is really important, and then he does some Sorkinisms.
And then someone is told that he can't even handle the truth. There is something about a Grisham film adaptation. Like, they do make me very horny. Why is that? Like, that one? And
I think
then,
because it's sweaty.
It's Wait, what, always what are you
a little
about?
Hot a Time in those, to Kill a is the sweatiest. The fucking tequila scene in A Time to Kill. Oh my god!
It is the house fucking burns down. Yeah, and you can feel it. You're like, oh my.
Oh, that's right. He's got a sweaty wife at
home. He's got a sweaty
wife. I forgot about her. Oh my god,
Monica Potter.
Oh my god.
And he's got a sweaty assistant. Remember Sandra Bullock?
Well, I mean, that's the
wait.
The
when,
tequila
this, when did this movie come out? Because
which one?
The one that you're talking about with Sandra Bullock,
Time to Kill, 90, yeah, something like that. Mm. When all the Grishams came out.
It was like an early McConaughey.
Yeah. People were very sweaty in movies during that time. I feel like like people aren't sweaty in movies now. I don't think. They're maybe damp, but they're not sweaty like they used to be in movies.
That's interesting.
Like sweaty.
Yeah.
Like the 70s was peak sweaty. People were so,
so sweaty,
sweaty
all the time.
Well, they hadn't invented makeup yet at that point.
Right. Well, and all the ceiling fans had to go really slow.
Really slow, yeah.
But like beyond all the... But you know how like a ceiling fan in the 70s is just
it's
like...
just like this.
Like
slow.
You can watch an individual blade just like go around.
Yeah.
Colin, you're looking at me like this isn't true.
Not familiar with this IP.
But yeah, and then the 80s air conditioning.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Then the 90s explosions, but those don't make you sweat.
No, they don't make you sweat.
But and the 90s is the sweaty era that we've established.
I feel like it's
about.
70s, skip 80s, except for Top Gun.
Oh my god.
Top Gun's very sweaty.
So sweaty.
Sweaty. No,
he's
Top Gun
sopping.
Is fresh out of the shower.
Well, you're right. That's
shower
the wet.
No. That was sweat because he needed to take a shower at her house, remember?
But he's always freshly out of the shower.
Yeah.
That is not like the dirt.
That's not grimy.
That's not the sweat grime that is covering
shows up
people
at her house.
Time
I was thinking, I was walking down the street the other day thinking about this scene. He leaves the volleyball.
Yeah.
Shows up at her house hours late and is like, I need to take a shower. Like,
yeah,
it's
he's
hot,
got-
but fuck you. That's so, I don't know. It makes me mad, but I would fuck him too.
But that's their, I mean, he's got to be a little brat. That's their whole thing is she's the teacher and he's the little brat.
Disgusting. Hate that. I love it.
I know.
I know. You'd be annoyed for 2 seconds.
I know. Just like, God, why am
See,
I
you'd be
so
like her.
Hard with
you'd
you?
Be, you'd be like her. Would you be like, ugh, okay.
No, we have to open this wine. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
And I can't eat while you're in the shower.
She was waiting for him. They had a date.
They did have a date. But he had to go be homoerotic on the volleyball field.
Which was important.
For all of us.
I didn't see the Maverick movie.
Yes.
But I watched the beach scene.
Yes. Sure.
And I then realized different woman. He's not still with
Kelly McGillis is not in this.
Yeah,
movie.
He's not still with Kelly McGillis. She was replaced by Jennifer Connelly, mm-hmm. apparently.
Right.
And then also they were playing football on the beach, mm-hmm. but they were playing two ball football,
yeah.
which is something I've never seen
it
in my entire
cool.
life.
I would play two ball football.
What
That's
are the rules
fun.
Of two ball football?
You're playing offense and defense at the same time.
Yeah.
Why?
Fun. Football is
it's
guys,
at the
football
beach.
Is a lot of start stops.
Not
no.
beach football, not padless football.
Everybody knows
football.
The ultimate sport is basketball, which is a fluid sport. And offense, defense, football.
Holy shit.
This is
gets you
like
closer
somebody
to a fluid 80 sport.
Free throws a day.
I wake up at the top of the key every morning.
And I go to bed on the block.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.